Hurricane Katrina knocked hundreds of thousands of people out of work. Now the recovery effort is beginning to create jobs, and because there still aren't enough job seekers in some places, pay for low-wage workers is going up. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Lockham Guild used to work as a cook at the Chateau Country Club, just outside of New Orleans. These days, he sets up temporary housing for people like himself, left homeless by the storm. Guild says the pay was a pleasant surprise.
They started me off with $13.25 an hour, and that's a wonderful compared to what I was making. I was making $9.35.
Guild got his new job through a recruiter who visited the shelter in Baton Rouge, where he's living with his four children, his fiance, and her family. Guild now works for Floor, one of the first big companies to do government-contracted recovery work. Earlier this week, Floor showed him how to set up trailers.
It's so simple that anyone can do it. They're just teaching us how to set and lock trailers down and, teaching us how to use certain tools, different tools like the jacks and the leveler, different kind of saws that we'll be using, cutting the wood. It's basically just common sense.
President Bush has suspended a law called Davis-Bacon, which requires firms to pay prevailing wages on government contracts and often favors union labor. But instead of paying laborers less, Floor is paying them more, as much as $16.40 an hour. That's because of competition from other contractors, says a Floor recruiter. Pay for low-wage workers can rise in the short term after a disaster because of high demand, according to economists. That's what seems to be happening in Gulfport, Mississippi. A representative for Labor Ready, a temporary service firm, reports trying to fill several hundred jobs, but only finding a couple dozen takers. Stacy Burke is a spokeswoman for Labor Ready. She says this is not new.
Last year, in the wake of the hurricanes in Florida, we saw a similar situation. For the short term, an enormous demand for workers to clean up after the devastation.
But an opportunity for workers can be a loss for small business owners like Richard Chenoweth. Chenoweth runs Scranton's, a restaurant in Pascagoula, Mississippi. After Katrina flooded his place, he brought back some of his workers to clean it up.
I was paying them anywhere from $10 to $12 an hour, trying to keep them employed and keep them, with some hope that, hey, what you're doing is you're cleaning up the restaurant to get this place open, so that you will have a job and you will have something to do.
But Chenoweth says he has lost a third of his workforce. Several employees took jobs with companies cleaning up storm damage.
They're making, anywhere from $15 to $20 an hour working for some contractors that are, some are working for companies that are cleaning up plants, corporations that have been flooded, doing labor, doing picking up, cleaning up, raking up, anything like that. Very, just your entry-level job. And they're making more than they can make here.
Most of the initial recovery jobs won't last. Floor plans to employ people like Lockham Guild, the former cook, for 3 to 9 months. But a new job can get a person thinking. Guild says he was looking to get out of New Orleans anyway. The work with Floor is one more reason to stay around Baton Rouge.
I wouldn't mind just leaving and not looking back, especially with the opportunity with this job. I really don't want to go back.
For now, the job provides needed income and stability as Guild looks to move on from the shelter. He's trying to find an apartment, but if that doesn't work, there's another option. His fiancée has already been approved for a trailer. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.